I will stand by you. Jesus will help you through when you've done all you can do. You can cope with it. I will dry your eyes. I will drive your tears away. I will fight your fight. I will hold you tight. And I won't let you go. Jesus is your rescue. He your shelter. He your comforter and peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus will stand by you. He will never leave you. And he will never forsake you. Jesus will stand by you. And I thank God today for this opportunity to be on a blog prayer line today, oh God. Lord, I thank you for my chief apostle who had given me an opportunity to be able to bring the word of God. I thank God for her, of the Sunshine of Faith International Worldwide Ministry, the pastor and founder. Well, thank God for Pastor Williams and for Francis Loretta and Brother Ty, Sister Jackie and Brother Thomas. We thank God for them. And we thank God for Elder Mac and Minister Yvette. And God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Thank God for all those that are on the line right now to be listening in on what God is getting ready to say. With a few scriptures that I have for you today, and will help in the lesson that I will be giving to you. Romans 10:10 said, with the heart, man and woman, boy and girl, will believe. Romans 10:10. 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, the 9th verse, says, neither have entered into the heart. Ephesians 6:6 said, doing with of God, doing the will of God, doing the work of God from the heart. James 4:8 said, purify your heart. Clean your heart up. Make a change. It's time now to make a decision. 1 Peter 3:15 says, sanctify the Lord in your heart. Now, I bring to your attention today is where is your heart today? Where is your heart today? And I looked up the word heart. And the heart is the most common symbol of love. The heart, your heart today. A symbol
of love. You'll find also in Scripture, St. Mark, the 12th chapter, the 30th verse, and thou shalt love the Lord thou God with all thou heart and with all thou soul and with all thy mind and with all thou strength. This is the first commandment. This is a powerful scripture. Turn your heart towards God today. Turn your heart toward God today. How should you pray to be after God's heart? Eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity, another chance to bring your word. Lord, put me behind the cross that they may hear the word of God and live a better life. In Jesus' name, amen. The Almighty God says, when praying, you must have a heart that is before God. And you must have a sincere heart, a faithful, a dedicated heart to do the work for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are truly communed and praying with God. You must not try to will God's will with just sound, soft words. Prayer should be the center of your life upon that which God wished to accomplish right now in your life. Ask God to give and grant your greatest enlightenment and illumination. Your troubles into this present when you pray include the resolution that you may be before God. Prayer is not about following procedure. It is about seeking and following God with a sincere heart. Ask God to protect your heart so that your heart may often be quiet before him, that in the environment in which he has placed you, you will know yourself, examine yourself, allowing you to despise yourself and to forsake yourself. But you should have a normal relationship with God, not of the enemy. I said I won't be with you too long. Heart is very important for us to be able to survive. God tells you that you should pray to him. He wants you to tell him what is in your heart and be able to confide in him about your difficulty. He wants you to not hold back and be completely open with him about the things that you have done that are at odds with his will and which he wants you to hear and search yourself. Prayer or after God's heart. But if you lead me, I will follow till I go with you all the way. I know my heart is in the right place. My mind is made up and my soul is closer to God. Stop prolonging God's plan for your life. What God has planned it for you for the future will swallow up the pain that you are going through as well as the experience of the past of things that you have done and give you joy and happiness and peace in your life. It's time today, October the 8th, 2022. Let go. Let go of the past. Let God change the way you are feeling. Don't prolong your blessing. Don't prolong your blessing. Why not today to let the past go and move on with your life? God wants you to know that he loves you today in spite of what we've been going through. Jesus is telling you on this present day, it's time to make a decision for God. Psalm 62 says, my soul find rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He is my rock. He is my rock today. Is he your rock and your salvation? He is my fortress, and I never be shaken. Shake it off, the past in your life. take a new step in Christ Jesus to know that he's able to keep you from falling. I don't know about you today, but God wants you to know that Psalm 51 says, create in me and in you a clean heart, oh God, renew a right spirit within me. Can you say, God, I'll live and God, I'll die in the name of Jesus? We all have situations that look dead, our dreams that you give up on, promise that seem too late. God is saying, I'm going to bring the dead things back to life. There are going to be a turnaround in your life today. You have been left defeated sometimes, but you are going to come back victoriously. Victory. You thought your business was dead, but God is about to surprise you. An increase is coming to everyone on this line. An increase. New clients, new thoughts, and you have to live with your sickness, have managed that depression, but it's greater be a turnaround for you. It's going to be a turnaround for you today. God is about to do something out of the ordinary, something supernaturally in your life today. You're going to be amazed of the goodness of God, of how he's ready to explode some great things in your life today. Who are you living for today? Today is the day to know that, for I know the plan I have for you, declared the Lord. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. Your bad things that have given you trouble, it's going to be changed. It's going to be a change. Don't give up. God is in control. He knows how much we can take, how much we can bear. He knows the situation in our lives. and all. Shake off the sin. Shake off that past. Shake the chain of sin and Satan. Make it a fight to the finish. You can't escape natural death, but you can escape eternal death. Death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. Revelation 20:14. When their worm die not, and the fire is not quenched. But if you lose the battle for your soul and salvation, it be eternal doom in hell and torment. Do you want that today? Do you want that today? Are you ready to pass over the threshold of time into eternity, to gain the victory, to gain the victory that will lead you to your heavenly home? You must come to Jesus, who came into the world to save sinners. God now commands all men and women everywhere to repent. The word of God say now is the accepted time, today. Behold now, right now, before you get off this line, is the day of salvation. Time now to accept him as Lord and Savior of your life. And if you are yet without Christ in your heart, if your past condemn you, if you have not experienced the new birth, you will not rest at ease. Repent. Come to Jesus just as you are. Wow. He knocking on the door of your heart. If any man, woman, boy, and girl, those that is on this line right now, were here, the voice of Jesus and open the door, I will come in to him or her and will suck with him or her, and he and she with me. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do the same that my God can do. He is a healer. He can heal your mind. He can heal your body. He can heal your soul. from hurt and pain, from trials and temptations, from world races, from broken relationships. Hallelujah. I don't know about you right now, but it's time now to get right with God. You know that God is able to keep you from falling. God is able to comfort your soul in the midnight hour when you don't have no one around you. God is. God is your comfort. Hallelujah. I don't need a man to comfort me. The word of God is all that I need, because Jesus is all the world. But Jesus is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but it's time now to surrender your life totally to him. Open up your heart right now. The tomorrow is not promised to you. God is real. Peace I leave with you. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. Lord, we thank you for every listener that came on. May God increase everyone's finance. May God bless you utterly, that he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen.